damn it.
All right, man, let's get it rocking, man. LTVR Daily. Although, you know, this thing is a grind, man. And people that be on national television, even though we're not at that level, I feel them because we're really on air 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week, talking for multiple hours. CC, you do a radio show in the afternoon after this for 20 hours a week. I don't know how you do it. I'll go crazy. You know what I'm saying? So salutes to you, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Music. So- music by Wayne. It's like, why are you asking me questions that are already on my resume and cover letter?
I think the worst part about applying to jobs is when you have to upload your resume and then you still have to enter the information manually afterwards.
Oh my God.
Like that's a tactic just to see if you're gonna, if you have the will to want to type it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's just a tactic. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. There has been times I said, fuck this job. Because of that alone. I've been like, you know what? Y'all got him. Y'all got him. 2021, people. Get it together.
I see the frustration in CC's face, man. She's going through it. Well, CC, hopefully you land a job within the next 48 hours faster than Cassidy getting 1 million views on his battle. Salutes to Cassidy Hitman dropping. And he had 1 million view battle yet again in under 48 hours. But something more interesting popped up with Cassidy. A flyer came out. Ooh, wrong one. A flyer came out. Wrong one. Where is this thing at? Here we go.
Thank you.
A flyer came out with Cassidy. There's a Bars Is Back showcase. And this Bars Is Back showcase features the following artists: T-Rex, Murder Mook, Geechee Gotti, Easy the Block Captain, Daylight, Jag, of course, Reed Dollars, Danny Myers, and Calico. There's a $30 entry, $300 to play one of your songs, $500 to play two of your songs, a $10,000 cash prize for, I guess, whoever has the best showcase, with a cash and consultation studio time with any one of the featured battle rappers that you select, a $40 tip-in, and CC, this is kind of, this is kind of strange, $500 to the baddest chick in the building. What does that mean?
Well, let me get my crunches and my squats together so I can walk in there with a see-through bodysuit with nipple covering so I can get this $500.
Now, I want to ask the chat, when you guys saw this showcase, I was just as confused as all of you. So what was the first thing that came to your thoughts? Because I know what's the first thing that came to my thoughts.
Yo, y'all don't got enough money to pay for all these people on one showcase. I'm not gonna lie, mama. I thought this was a scam. I did not think this was real. There's like, do you understand the budget just to have to pay for all these people to be promoted on your event? Because I just know, like, you can't use my likeness or my name to promote an event if you have not paid a deposit. Like, that's how I go. I will strike your post and have it taken down. Like, so again, that's crazy if somebody got the bag to pull this off. But at first, I ain't gonna lie, I thought this was not real.
All right, I'm gonna read some message in the chat. Music by Wayne says, first thought, where'd they get this budget? Butter Baby says, do you believe? Mama says, this is not legit. Jav says, if they don't get 500, I'm gonna clap this ish up. Marquis says, they got the Jesus budget. Reggie says, it seems entertaining as F, though. It does look entertaining. I'm not going front. I want to be there to see what happens. Savage Vandal says, good morning. See, everybody's missing the main point here. And I think you missed it too, CeCe. Every single name on this flyer all picked Cassidy to beat Hitman. No coincidence there?
We gotta pick a winner. We gotta do a prediction. Like,
yeah, but everybody that picked Cassidy to win is also working with him here in the near future. I'm dropping a conspiracy bomb here. Conspiracy.
Do you blame anybody picking somebody other than Cassidy when he battles somebody? Like, come on now. But at the end of the day, like, again, I don't know if this is for real, for real. I haven't seen not one of these battlers say it's for real, for real. I seen Geechee post it on his IG.
I see Geechee talking about this.
But as far as every single person saying, yes, it's real. Yes, I will be there. Please bring your best bars. I have not seen everybody say this. So until I see everybody on this flyer say, oh, it's real, y'all, support, I'm going to reserve. But I mean, if you are an MC, if you are an artist, a rapper, this is something you might want to invest in and try your luck and get your shit together. Because this is actually really dope.
Respectfully, I love the bar guy. This is a no Danny Myers slander platform. But what kind of consultation are you going to get from Danny Myers about studio time?
How dare you?
I mean, we just got to be honest at that point. Like, is there a Danny Myers record that I can reference? Like,
he can tell you maybe some mistakes that he has made that he has learned from.
I'm going to pay $300 to hear about a mistake that I can avoid?
Yeah, maybe like, yo, not using social media, you know, Danny's just now starting to promo and be on social media and engage with people more. There was a time when Danny was hello, where are you, sir?
Ozzy says Danny stay catching strays. It's not a stray. Danny's on this flyer. Danny's a part of this lineup. Danny is on this lineup with Reed, Calico, Jag, Cassidy, Daylight, Easy, Geechee, Mook, and Rex. Like, this lineup is kind of crazy. But it, I think Cassidy told this entire lineup, if you have Hitman winning, you can't be a part of this event. Like, that's what I think.
First of all, he's not even in the chair to do that or pull them strings. If the person got the bag and says, I want Hitman on this with you, and here's your deposit and just arrive and shut up, you're going to arrive and shut up.
There is a
like,
major...
Like, this ain't your event. How you going to tell somebody how to run their own event if they got the bag?
There's one major thing we missed at the top. This is also being presented by Mayhem Music and Goat Gang, which, you know, is now Cassidy's brand that he's incorporated. So, I mean, there might be some more heavy hitters that's not on this flyer in the building. You know what I'm saying? They just want to pull up and show love because there's so many heavy names on this list. Hip Hop Is Real said they'll be in the building, so stay tuned to whatever the hell they get, because I'm sure...
I just know.
I'm sure there's going to be some interesting content coming out over the weekend.
I just know the girls will be out. And I'm not just talking about the yiddies. I'm talking about the girls will be out and... I see Calico on this flyer. Please believe the after party will be at a strip club. Please believe. Get your dollars ready. The girls, they will be there and they will be choosing. So fellas, if you want you some fun, it's in Atlanta. It's in Atlanta, right? In Atlanta. The girls will be there. The girls will be at attendance. Hot Girl Summer is around the corner.
Well, all right, man. Let's move on along. Aside from Cassidy and RBE, they also made an announcement that Max Out 2 is already on pre-sale. We have no clue who are the matches that are booked. You guys know my ears is to the ground. I have no confirmation. I have no speculation. I don't even know a single person has gotten a call yet, but there's pre-sale tickets available. So what you're going to completely speculate on this section of the show. Who do you want to see on Max Out 2? And I'm kind of surprised that Max Out 2 is coming so fast. I thought they were going to take a break.
I'm happy. I'm happy.
Bobby says Jag. M says Jag's definitely on it. Definitely on the card. Flip Heaven says Jag. Has to be on every RBE card. Jav says Cassidy will be on Max Out 2. Okay. Don't call show off. I know that much, says Juan. Dale Simmons says, I need A-Ward and Rosenberg Raw. I'm not mad at that.
I think that's going to be on the card, to be honest with you.
I want Khan and Cassidy, but wishful thinking. Yeah, I don't think that's wishful thinking. I think that's a big business battle that can definitely happen. And I don't want it to happen, but I can see it happening because of it being big business.
That's nasty. That's nasty.
Max Out 1 was a very successful card.
Mm-hmm. Cassidy and Hitman over a million views in a day. I cannot even. I can't even say nothing negative.
Let's just pump the brakes. Ill Will and A Ward save Max Out 1. All right. Let's pump the brakes. All right.
I'm talking about the battle that they dropped on Sunday or Monday, sir.
Well, Flip Haven says, why don't you want Conceited and Cassidy? I don't want Conceited and Cassidy because Khan has been gone for so long that I don't want him to come back into another position where I have to kind of root for him to beat Cassidy, clearly. And plus, there's people like Rum and Av and Tay-Rock out here waiting and gunning for you. Like, I need you to come back for those guys. And right now, Rum Nitty is probably the most vulnerable he's been. So Conceited probably could have a chance there, too. I just don't want to see it happen, personally. That's just me. But speaking of Cassidy, Cece, you were watching Restore Order last night, your favorite Monday night toxic show. And Bill Collector, seems like he's kind of lining up the Cassidy back. Like, what's going on there?
Look, first of all, shout out to Restore Order. Shout out to Bill Collector because he was on there too, making it very spicy. Like, it was just a good show overall yesterday. It was just a good show. But what was your question? I had a brain fart.
I was saying Bill Collector looks like he's trying to line up this Cassidy battle. Like, he's like talking about him.
I mean, he was talking about Cassidy. He was talking about Rosenberg and how he would never battle Rosenberg.
Oh my God.
I don't know why Rosenberg woke up one morning and chose violence and decided to say that our podcast was trash. I don't remember anything I said negative about Rosenberg, but hey, look, I have been called worse by better people. But Bill Collector, he said he don't want to battle Rosenberg, and I don't know. This thing with him and Cassidy, I think he's trying to throw a little, you know.
Real quick, I think I missed a message earlier. I seen Hardcore Flavor asked about the pre-sale. I think it's $50 as of right now, so that's a very steep pre-sale price. And, Bill Collector and Cassidy, I don't know, man. Like, I've seen Bill Collector kill people, for sure. But for some reason, I feel like Bill would think too hard about how to beat Cassidy clearly, and we'll get another situation of somebody not beating him clearly.
Yo, Goods beat him clearly, y'all. Arsenal beat him clearly. I don't understand why we're saying.
They didn't look good beating him. We need somebody to beat him clearly and look good.
Hitman put too high of an expectation because he said, I'm going to make sure you never get booked again. So since that's not happening, now everybody thinks that, oh, he didn't beat him clearly. But again, I'm with Jay Black on this one, who's from Philly, where Cassidy is from, and he said Hitman 3-0. There's no debate. I don't understand why we're having a discussion. But it is what it is. I think Bill will do a good job versus Cassidy. I ain't going to say that he's going to end his career because, again, until somebody does it, somebody does it. But I don't know. I think this should be in front of a crowd, too.
Has to be. I mean,
but look, I would love to see it in Philly, though, not Atlanta. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Still not mad at T-Rex versus Cassidy, by the way. Still not mad at that. Just putting that out there.
Let's see. Okay, because T-Rex say him and Easy is locked in. Let's see T-Rex versus Easy first.
Okay, that's fair.
Let's take it one day at a time.
That's a great assessment. I'll pump the brakes there for that. Respectfully. All right, we got Lady Caution coming on the show in about a little less than 15 minutes. We got two more topics we'll run through. Then we'll bring Lady Caution on the show to talk about her battle over at Gates of the Garden over the weekend. She probably has some spicy, toxic things to say, some updates about her business and her battle rap journey as a whole. Yeah. So we'll get to her when she comes on the show. But last night on the Monday night recap show with Henny Man, they talked about Ultimate Madness 3.
I did not watch that. I'm sorry. I was on Restore Order.
It's all good. We divide and conquer. You watch Restore Order, I watch the recap show. And that's how we're able to create the show that we create today. We divide and conquer. But Casey J said something interesting on Twitter and on the show last night, that she had throwaways for Twerk. Those rounds were throwaways because she has to, you know, pace herself. It's a tournament setting. You know what I'm saying? So she knew what she was up against. And I want to ask you guys, is this caps or is this facts? Still to the people. Cap, she's lying. It sound good. She's an effing lie. Look, I'm going to say this, CeCe, before you go off, the chat's going off. I think it's cap, but if she really did gamble on using throwaways because she... If she gambled on using throwaways because she believed Twerk was going to choke, her gamble was correct. I'll say that much. And it's not far-fetched because Twerk chokes almost 50% of the time. So it's like a coin flip with Twerk, really. You might win a round with Twerk just off of the fact that he's never all the way clean. So, I mean, it's not a far-fetched theory, but I don't believe it. What do you think?
Look, if she did, okay, but she better not do that no more in this tournament because them throwaways ain't it. Them throwaway bars ain't it. Like, and I'm sorry. Like, you know, I think now it's Tuesday. Now we can critique her rounds a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand her frustration right after the battle and the judges said it how they said it. I understand that. But now it's Tuesday and now we're moving on. Now we have to start focusing on what she is going to do and how she's going to get ready versus Prep. And we both know that both of them need to step it up. And throwaway bars ain't something that's going to win you this goddamn tournament. If you think you're going to be able just to coast your way to the finals to 100K, you are sadly mistaken. And that's for everybody left in this tournament. Ain't nobody that has won this goddamn tournament has coast their way through. Okay? We're not going to do that no more. Because, Casey, you the last lady in the tournament. You got to hold it down for the ladies. So I need you to come harder and come stronger. And get your minds out the gutter. Because every time I say something, it's...
Read the chat, man. Tato says she don't think that, but it was enough to beat Twerk. Shu Gang says the first round of the tourney was basic. We do have some first round stats we're going to talk about in a second. Jav says, I want Casey to beat Prep because Sway was robbed. She's finna smoke Prep. I don't know. I feel like Casey's going to finally get that one guy that's not going to be lackluster in front of him, or that one opponent that won't be lackluster in front of her. So she's going to get the battle of her life. Because, I mean, she's right. She said it on the URL TV media with Anwar. She says, I have a stigma that all of my battles just like are lackluster. And it's not on her end. It's because the opponent's end. And it kind of takes away from her energy as well. But Prep is not going to be that guy. It's going to come half-assed or choke or not take her serious. Prep is going to come all the way serious. Pause. And I got some statistics here for Ultimate Madness 3. When we talked about it last night, CeCe, the first thing you said to me was disgusting. So, the Ultimate Madness 3 first round has more chokes combined than the first two rounds of the Ultimate Madness 1 and 2 tournament. Ultimate Madness 1 and 2 had a total of 4 chokes. Ultimate Madness 3 had a total of 6 between Twerk and Official.
Somebody else said that Prep was... No, Drugs. Somebody tried to say that Drugs chokes versus Yoshi. I've been seeing people say that. I believe it was Drugs. Yeah, there you go. Goat just said it. Drugs choked in the third.
Well, I mean, that doesn't help the argument. That just means Ultimate Madness 3 still has more chokes than the other two tournaments combined. I'm just saying,
it might be more than 6.
Right. I mean, look... It is what it is. Right? At that moment, he won the battle already. There's a slight like hiccup where he had to stop, come back, and remember it. I'm not going to penalize him too much for it, to be honest. But, so if you want to count 7, you could count 7. If you want to count 6, you could count 6. It's still more than the first two combined. When you hear that statistic, CeCe, what runs through your mind?
What Ozzy just said, bigger names doesn't always equal better battles or more better quality battles. And obviously, with 100K on the line, that's not enough motivation to make sure that people walk in the motherfucker and make sure they got their ish together.
Preach.
For 100K. For 100K, I'm going to try to ace the SATs. Okay. Shoot. I'm going to try to go into the ring and knock Ronda Rousey ass the fuck out. For 100K, I at least try. I ain't gonna say I ain't gonna get hit.
We talked about it last night.
I ain't gonna say I'm gonna win, but I'm gonna try for 100K.
If you were in Ultimate Madness, and if you were just fluid, you could have beat Official and Twerk. You. Who doesn't
rap? All I had to say was Mary Had a Little Lamb, 3 rounds versus Twerk, and I got it. I'm at least going to the second round. Now, QP, I might need your services. After Mary Had a Little Lamb, that's all I got.
My biggest takeaway from hearing that is two things, right? Yeah, of course, higher level names doesn't always equal hunger, but more importantly, money doesn't always motivate people. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you're somebody that, like, you know, you're living good, but you're not like seven figure living great, right? And you see people with a lot of money and you say to yourself, like, well, damn, I want that money. And then they tell you, like, no, you probably don't. Like, it's not going to equal happiness. It's not going to solve your problems. They're not lying. I guess $100,000 CC is not enough motivation for some people. It sounds crazy on paper because we want 100K. But I'm sure when we get in that position to get that 100K, we're stuck with paralysis by analysis. We don't know how to move. You know what I'm saying? So let's read some of these chats. I don't want motivation. They need what? They got kids. They got bills. What more they need? If you don't have 100K in your account, you need that 100K. What if it's $1 million on the line? I don't think it's the amount of dollars, Battle Rap Mafia. That's a funny name. I don't think there is a single dollar amount that will change a human habitat if you are just not motivated. I know it sounds easier said than done because we're not the ones in that position, but believe me, like, CeCe, have you ever worked a job that paid you more than another job, but you weren't happy there? Like, it's just that simple. I've had jobs where I've been paid more.
We're talking about 100K. No. We're talking about 100K. So pretty much you're getting paid $25,000 each round.
That's not true. That's not true because you have to win every single round. That's not true neither.
But that's what I'm saying. If you ultimately win the tournament, that's right. Pretty much what you did.
But you know what I'm saying? You have to win everything. You can't think that way because if you win 3 battles, you don't get 75K. you have to win. It's 4 battles for $100,000. That's what it is.
Look, I'm sorry. Maybe it's because I love the bag. I love money. Gimme. Look, money is a motivator for me. That's why but this is the thing though. If it wasn't a motivator for you, then you shouldn't have been in this tournament. Like, respectfully to Official, there was a big difference when she was announcing the tournament and how she did those interviews saying, oh, I'm so excited. Like, this can change my life. This can change my family's life. Leading into after the face off with Cortez, oh, he just doesn't motivate me.
Yeah, I don't like the whole I had writer's block.
Then
I
you should have been in the tournament.
I didn't like the whole I had writer's block. I wasn't motivated because it's like, well, you're in the tournament battling people that you would probably never battle for that exact reason. So your motivation has to be to get to the end, not so much the person in front of you. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I for one can definitely say sometimes a higher dollar amount will not change a person, and this is the perfect example of it.
Clearly, I mean, CC, check your DM on Twitter. It's about an interview. Okay, for sure.
You have an interview with the Battle Rap Mafia? What's going on here?
I don't know.
You trying to get me whacked?
I don't know. You just said he sent me songs. I'm going to look at it after the show.
No, I don't trust that guy, man. His name is Battle Rap Mafia. Like, what kind of things he has up his sleeve, all right? Like, what kind of name is this?
Look, I don't know. Maybe he out here, trolling people to death. I don't know.
Our update guy says, it's easier to accept an L when you don't try than when you try and fail. That's a psychological thing, too.
This is what's wrong with some of y'all. Y'all don't have that Black Mamba mentality.
I mean,
y'all need to
but not everybody's meant to have mentality. That shit. And not everybody's meant to have it. There's not 1,000 Kobes in the world.
Shit. I live Black Mamba mentality. Black Mamba forever. I got that Jordan killer instinct. You know, when it's go time, it's go time. When it's competition, it's competition. Okay? Fuck all that. issue. Jordan played through a fluke. Jordan played through his daddy being murdered. Some of y'all ain't got that mentality when it's real shit on the line. I should be a coach. What am I doing? I shouldn't be on here no more. I need to be a coach for a team.
Look, man, I'm going to say this. It all sounds good, but it's so much easier said than done, man. It's so much easier said than done.
Man, I ain't trying to hear none of that, man. If you've been in competitive sports, okay, if you've been in some, if you are in a competitive field, okay, like I am, media is a very competitive field. Everybody's trying to get to those top 10 markets. Everybody wants to be on a syndicated show. Everybody wants the big bucks. Everybody wants their name on the and face on the billboard. You got to do what you got to do to outbeat the competition. And some of y'all ain't got it, and that's fine. If 100K wasn't enough for you to be like, look, I think Cortez ain't shit. He don't do nothing for me, but I got to. Like, Michael Jordan used to make up fake beats in his head to get ready for a game, for a playoff
series. Listen to that sentence, how unnatural that sentence sounds. People cannot do that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. People just can't make things up in their heads, CeCe. People just can't take everything personal.
For 100K.
That shit is not healthy.
Shit, I don't give a damn. I'll go to a therapist with my 100K when I win that motherfucker. I go see therapy.
Bro, how about this? Jordan's teammates who was with him couldn't even adopt his mentality. And what did he do in practice? Punched them, cursed them out. And they're with him every
day. You're
with him every day. You're with him every single day, and you can't adopt the mentality. So think about Twerk, for example. Like, Twerk is with NWX, with all these people, probably has a manager, has URL backing him. He has every resource in the world and can't get it together.
But answer me this. Okay? Y'all want to talk about, oh, that's so unhealthy and da-da-da. But did he end up becoming the greatest of all time? Or arguably the greatest of all time for you LeBron fans. Okay, then. That's all that matters. You can worry about the after effects after you walk away. When you in that moment, it's do or die. Period. Nothing else matters. Period. If I gotta make up a fake beef that Cortez slapped my mother to mama and now I'm on 10 and I'm gonna come in there and knock his head off verbally, that's what I got to do. You slapped my mama. I might even start my round like that. You slap my goddamn mama. He probably be like, what?
It sounds good. It sounds good, man. It sounds good. I agree.
Like, what?
I agree with you on paper, but the human emotions just don't. Now everybody's wired that way.
Maybe because I'm a female and I'm a Scorpio and we just crazy. We already got a lot of shit going on up here.
That's nothing to do with it. It's because you're from Detroit. That's what it is. All right, let's get into this last topic before we bring Lady Caution on.
Did you say about my mama?
Sirius Jones says bloggers shouldn't be judges. In fact, let me get you the exact quote so that I don't misquote Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones says, we need judges. That's a part of this culture, not bloggers. Let's throw it to the people first. What do you guys think of this? I'm not all the way mad at it, but I want to hear what you guys say first.
But a blogger, but the two people that picked you to win were bloggers.
The one person. Only Tony, bro. Only one.
Oh, that was Tony. My bad. Oh, yeah. So Tony Bro picked you.
If Jones would have had three Letterman as a judge, he could have had a W. Bloggerhood is the culture. Salute to Bloggerhood. I think bloggers can be, but not predominantly. I think that's an oxymoron. Hardcore Flavor says they need a breaker with a fourth round. I should be the fifth judge. Thank you, Lie Legacy, but I decline respectfully. A blogger picked them. Why battle rap only crying about the judges make it look bad? Sirius isn't wrong. Bloggers who aren't biased shouldn't be judges. I wish it was a Toxic Thursday. Says that up there guy. Mike P. I was on Mike P's show last night, CC, and he said something interesting. Yeah. He was like, you know, after my rider battle, when I said I don't want people in the room because crowd reaction sways things, people called me Mike Privilege. But Sirius Jones said the exact same thing, and nobody said anything to him. In my head, I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's a different situation, but I'm not all the way mad at Sirius Jones because it did feel like there's a lot of Nitty support. There's a lot of Twerk support. Casey got no reaction when Twerk damn near flat out died, right? And Sirius Jones had to fight extra hard for reactions. Now, I'm not mad at Sirius Jones saying bloggers shouldn't be judges. There's definitely specific bloggers that are qualified or well-suited to do that job more than others. But I do think that panel needs a battle rapper, and it has none. Or it needs a and it needs a female as well, and it has none.
Yeah, I definitely agree that, yes, just because you are a blogger doesn't automatically make you a qualified. Oh,
Chilla Jones in the building. Salute to Chilla Jones. Says, I will be a judge.
Chilla!
Who else but Chilla Jones to be a judge? I trust Chilla Jones with my life.
I
trust Chilla Jones so much that you can get rid of a panel and just give it to Chilla and let him make the decision by himself.
Oh, God. Do you want that smoke, Chilla? I don't know if you want that smoke all on your show.
I'm just saying, I trust his IQ that much. But you were saying, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you good. Shout out to Chilla Jones, man. You know, I hope you're enjoying your champion of the year belt. I need to see you back soon, though. You know, I need to see you back soon. I don't think... Look, I said, as far as ladies, I heard him in Three Letter Men interview. And Jones brought up Remy Ma. And I thought that was a good name because she came up through the Fight Club. Like, that's how I got introduced to Remy Ma. Not Conceited, her hit song, one of her classics. You know, that's a classic till this day. And, like, I thought that was a good thing. I also think that people who take time to break down bars on the regular, like somebody like Salt in the Game, shout out to her. Her and sometimes Three Letter Man do breakdowns. She's always breaking down somebody's album, somebody's song, or just battle rap in particular. She even has gotten a lot of respect from the industry side of things recently. So I think she would have been a great pick too. But I just feel like battle rap is always a biased, opinionated sport, period. Battle rappers, you guys are just as biased as fans and as some bloggers. Some people like Cave Gang, some people like Ari Effin' Barr, some people like Punchers, some people like Pins, some people like Anglers. Everybody has a preference and everybody has a favorite. So for anybody to sit here and act like, oh, I don't have no preference or favorites, I'm just on the sideline watching, you're lying and you're full of shit. Period.
Yeah, well said, CeCe.
And period.
I think it's just everybody sees a judge panel on paper and think they'll be good until they get one thing they disagree with, and all of a sudden it's like, throw the judges away. And you forget that battle rap is one huge disagreement culture. Like, CeCe, there's not one time on today's show you and I fully agreed, and we're just talking about topics. We're not even talking about battles. We're talking about our thoughts on a topic of a battle, not even a battle. So, like, these guys can't be like, oh, throw the judges away, I don't agree with his reasoning or whatever, and it's just like, take it easy. But
that's okay to have a diverse panel, though. That's why I say everybody, like, the whole panel shouldn't be people that like a particular style. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my thing, because I feel like, especially for Sirius and Rum Nitty, like, no offense to Battle Rap Fanatic, hello, like, no offense, and I'm just saying respectfully, you kind of signed up for the job to get critique as well. You know, you guys are critiquing the battles and everybody's critiquing y'all asses. So it come with the territory. But for you to say to Rum Nitty, oh, you remind me of me, or like try to like make like a correlation that, yo, I really like you, I like what you be doing, da, da, da. It kind of dismissed everything that Sirius did in his three rounds. And I don't think that was fair. And I think that's why Sirius got upset with Polo in particular, because he made that comment. Like, this is not about you. You are critiquing what was said. Who had the better bars? Who had the better performance? Who showed up the best? Okay, this has nothing to do with you at all.
I know. Look, a lot of battle rappers. A lot of battle rappers.
Said something about Nitty too, where and a lot of people have questioned Polo. Because he on his own channel has said he always be like, oh, I'm part of EFB, blah, 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 blah. So there you have him.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of our peers in media, a lot of the battle rappers I've talked to, They all keep suggesting me to be a judge, and you guys keep saying it as well. I promise you, the second I say something you guys don't agree with, you're going to throw me away, all right? I don't want to go through that, all right? Yeah, it sounds good on paper. Yeah, I think I'm qualified. Yeah, I think I will do a good job until I say that one thing y'all all disagree with, and it's over. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good one.
Let me be the bookie, all right? Let me take y'all money instead of make y'all lives unhappy, all right?
Look, because like I say, you have to get critiqued too, because we got to make sure we're doing, like, we got to make sure we're being fair and honest. You know what I'm saying? And I think the judges are trying their best. But again, the fans got 10K on the line as well. You know, the battlers, they're trying to get that 100K, and the fans are trying to get that 10.
Let's get caution in here. Let's send her the link.
You got the email?
Oh, you're right. I do. That's my bad. I'm sorry.
But that's another thing.
You keep talking. I'll get her on.
But that's another thing. I feel like if you are a judge, you shouldn't be doing brackets too.
Nobody got to know.
Because I think that was a good point that they made on Restore Order Podcast. It's like, you know, a lot of times, whether you know it for real that you're doing this or you subconsciously are making choices, that will affect your bracket. Like, I know if I was judging, I would literally just walk in trying to be just zoned out. I don't want no bias or anything. But I know if there's anybody from Midwest on that damn tournament, y'all gonna be like, oh, she can't be a judge. She's so Midwest biased. This is so not fair. At URL TV, we want her taken off the panel. Fans will always create narratives. You said caution about to pull up. Yes, Tata. Your music master. Make five people on Let's Talk Battle. She. Look, if you can get the other people in the crew to judge, then there y'all have it. But I know I have said no. I know France is saying no. I think Vlad would make a good judge, but you know, they're gonna have to come with a bag to bring him to come back to judge. She, man, but I miss Vlad too, Tata, but he misses y'all. He always talks about how he misses doing the show, and we gonna figure out a way to bring the original three back. You know what I'm saying? Can I find a crack? What?
What they said?
Legend.
What they said?
I stopped reading it.
I'll read it on the playback then, because it sounded like some crazy shit.
Oh god, oh shit, Anastasio jersey, ain't no jersey with the Anastasio, no, you can't rep jersey for the rest of this week. No sir, ain't no jersey up in here after that shit on Saturday. If I was you, I wouldn't even be that confident to be yelling out jersey. She, when real sick on battle again. Yep, M, you literally at the same time. M, he said, "Hey, yo," said, "Don't blame the state."
All right, pardon me for the delay. I just sent her the Zoom.
We still got Dre and sick. We good.
All right, just send caution the Zoom link. I got another 12 minutes on here. Hopefully we get her on in a bit.
You know what? Yeah, Arsenal too. Arsenal, yeah, he took a loss versus Danny, but it's not like, you know.
All right, let me go back and find this. Let me read that message.
He's a disappointment. Shout out to Arsenal.
Let's read that message that had you going crazy. Thank you, BX Legend, for my interview with DNA. It was pretty dope. Salute to DNA.
Oh, he the one who said it.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. What did BX Legend say?
Philly.
Yeah.
Oh, Somebody's asking, are we taking bets for the rest of the rounds?
Absolutely not. All right, it's getting way too predictable. You guys are gonna break the sports book. I know how to risk manage here, right? All right, I gave you guys a 12% chance for a pot. I'm not gonna give you guys a 50% chance. Rumnitty's gonna guarantee win the fan vote against drugs. However, I am picking drugs for the upset.
You think drugs is gonna beat Nitty?
I think he can pull it off.
You know what my conspiracy theory is, because it's already happening before the second round.
What is it?
There's people tired of Nitty. I seen it. After he beat Sirius Jones, I saw all kind of people talk about, I can't stand y'all Nitty fans. Y'all always pick him to win. Y'all can never tell him the truth. All he does is punch, 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 and don't say nothing. There's a group of people who are pissed. They're going to vote for drugs.
It's a matter of time till they turn on him, right? Like it happens to everybody.
They're going to turn on him.
It's his time to be turned on. Pause.
Yep. They're going to turn on him.
I think Jack Boy and Cortez is going to be fireworks. It's going to be amazing. It's just going to be complete. Like I'm going to have to cry because someone's going to have to go home. I don't want neither of them to go home. I want them both to win, but.
I mean, look, both of them had to redeem themselves. They're on a road to redemption. So only one can advance. And they both want it. And I think they want the money, but they battling for respect.
I'm etching it, sketching it, stretching it. I put a little gas on the bed and I'm revving it.
Yeah. Shout out to Jack Boy. I see he's back on Twitter too, y'all. But
Tata says the Nitty slander is really funny to me.
See? It's happening. Didn't I tell you? I've been seeing things. But I will say this. When you was on DNA show, I kind of do agree with DNA. Even though I know fans are going to be kind of upset they're not part of the tournament or they don't have a voice. But the fan vote, maybe we should kind of consider taking the fan vote away and adding just another judge.
I like the fan vote. If you guys don't want the fan vote to hold so much weight, you could do the King of the Dot style, make it six judges and fan vote, because then at that moment you literally need four judges to win. I think getting four out of six judges is suffice for a victory.
I'm seeing mixed reviews. I'm entertaining it. I am entertaining it. But nah, man, again,
the fans are the people, man. Voice. Yeah, the fans.
I want to have a voice.
The fans matter, man. The fans matter. Thank you for the props, yeah. Jav. The fans matter. We got Lady Caution coming on. Sent the email to her.
I'm going to send her a DM. Maybe we should see.
So I know that we sent the link over and all that.
Well, I really feel bad for Jones. I feel bad for him. But, y'all want to mow the yard, mow the grass?
They mowing the grass out there? Let me see if I get a hold of her, too.
I feel bad for Sway. Oh, yeah. I thought Ike was the one who lost the tournament. He was going off.
Feel like people can't be overly critical without wanting to, like, not be there neither. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, IP sounded crazy to the judges. And it's like, Ike, if you were a judge, you would get packed up, bro. You would literally get packed up.
He can never be a judge if Team Hami is in the tournament.
Dan Meyer. That's what I'm saying.
Like, in all respect, because I do enjoy IP. I do. But we have to be honest about our bias. Just like I said about Midwest people. You know, if JC is in the tournament, don't ask me to be no judge. needs me to be no dress. So I'm trying to make sure my Brody get that goddamn bag.
Yo, speaking of JC, I want to ask you, Miss Michigan, do you think JC regrets not being a part of this tournament after seeing the level of effort and output in the first round?
Yes. Yes, because he would have smoked Twerk. He would have smoked Official. He would have smoked probably Casey. He could have smoked Yoshi. He probably could have smoked Sway and Prep. Respectfully, sorry, guys. But, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people JC would have just bodied in the first round because either they choked or they were trying to coast their way through with throwaway bars. Because let's be honest, and Sway was right. Like, Prep, he was saying some regular schmegula, karate chop bars, you old. Like, I mean, a lot of his material was the same old that people say about Sway, which, I mean, what you gonna say? I mean, what, you can't call him a bitch. That's not believable. We all know Sway ain't no bitch.
You can't say you'll beat him up.
Can't say you beat him up because I don't care how old that man is. I believe he got a karate chop that will whoop your ass.
Yeah, an old person with martial arts experience will definitely fuck up a young person.
Goated. That's why I say both Sway and Prep. You know, but again, JC would have, JC would have. Jesus. You want to talk about throwaway bars? Don't even. JC throwaway bars will make you think that he wrote that and he, like, that's what he was really preparing himself to say. Like, I'm just going to throw these out the window and they land, they don't, but I'll be all right. No.
Flip Haven says, France, I got $100 on Casey, aka Junior Rubando. Disrespect.
Man, we can't call Casey that. I can. And you know what? I think, Casey, I think she's going to come way more prepared because, again, I think she's seeing what a lot of people are saying. And she knows she could be better than that. She knows she's better than that. But honestly, if you want me to pick somebody, I think Casey J is more talented than Prep. That's just me. Nah, Jeremiah. I don't see Prep walking through her if she's trying. I don't want to bet no goddamn money.
You already lost your $5 on the parlay. Your parlay died. It's early, CeCe.
Man.
Little Reggie is my favorite parlay ticket out of all the submissions we got. Because we were going to let him not bet. You know what I'm saying? We were going to let him, like, we closed out. You know what I'm saying? I curved A Ward and Holmesy the God, and I let Lil Reggie play. So he should feel very special. And then his ticket died the very first battle.
See, you got to start listening to God, Reggie. God was trying to save your $5.
Was trying to save your $5. He picked Yoshi in that message. I'm like, thanks for playing.
Yo, that's hilarious. Yeah. But you know what? I switched my pick because I was going to go with Yoshi. But then, like...
The interviews, right? Drugs interview on that Wednesday made you change your mind.
I was like, because his demeanor was so focused and calm. It was like the calm before the storm. And I felt the presence before Saturday. And I was like, yeah, I'm switching it to drugs. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Hey, real quick, Battle Rap Mafia, you're not allowed to bet with us because if you were to win and I don't pay you, I'm not putting my life in danger like that. All right? So your money's no good here.
Yeah, Savage. Official killed my bracket, bruh.
All right. We got Lady Caution in the building. CeCe, I don't have that much time left, but let me bring her in.
Okay.
You won't.
All right. Lady Caution, can you hear us? See, you're in the building.
Yeah, she coming. She on her way right now. My bad.
Say less. What up, Brock?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Salute.
Yo, Problem TV. Bro, he was talking to Yoshi. He was talking to Yoshi. He was talking to her. Now, that's one thing. Yoshi can, I don't even think she could be able to talk her way out of that.
You worried about the brotherhood? You need to be worried about your motherhood.
Yeah, that's hard to, that's hard. That angle was, that was smart.
But yo, Yoshi was all right though, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, effing tournament, everybody let me down. I lost everybody in my life because of drugs, like Bobby Brown. Like,
that was fire.
She was all right. She was all right, son. Was she was all right.
That was one. But she needed a lot of them. Especially, I feel like her first round, I don't know if she was just nervous. If she just seemed so undefeated the first round. Then the second and third, I felt like she was trying to fight through it. Fight her way back. She started getting a little bit louder. She was moving around a little bit more. But just looking at her demeanor at the face-off, I can tell. In that 15 minutes of fame interview, I can tell she was bothered by all these allegations. But
all right, you guys, y'all can hear me?
I can hear you, mama.
All right, I'm about to turn the camera on.
Hey,
friend. All
right. Hey, friend.
All right, Lady Caution in the building, fresh off of her battle out in Atlanta over the weekend, a top 10 female battle rapper of the world in 2020. Yeah. Fresh in the building. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic, ma'am. How was your weekend? Talk to us a bit about Atlanta and your performance over the weekend.
The weekend was lit. Shout out the Gates of the Garden. They had a super, super lit three-day weekend. Shout out the iBattle League, too, because, you know, two of the events was theirs, you know. I had a hell of a performance, and so did Prestavia.
I was about to say, because I saw A-War tweet after y'all battle.
Listen.
Prestavia is one of the best female battle rappers, and y'all don't even know her. I was like, hold on, wait a minute.
Time. Yeah. Let me get my flowers to her, because you know, I'm always rooting for the ladies. She is ready. Y'all gonna like her at this sparring session. Y'all really gonna like her. Mm. That's gonna be one of the ones that y'all definitely gonna be like talking about this year.
I'm also really happy that you yourself will also be a part of that weekend. You know what I'm saying? So both you guys,
I got the call, you know.
Both you guys battling 2 weeks apart from your battle. You'll be battling Fly King. That's my guy. He has a lot of bars. How did that come about? What was the phone call for that?
Zan backed out. So, you know, they called me, asked me to do it. I told him, yeah, but it only could be a one round because I wasn't writing no three rounds in 1 week.
I'm
trying to remember. So it was only a one-round battle, but, you know, I slid in for them. So
That's perfect. Well, look, I'm going to CC kill the interview here because I got to go to work soon. But I had a question I want to ask you. So you're still fairly fresh, Caution. You have less than 20 battles under your belt online, and you had a little bit of a break between, like, 2015, 16, you battled once, then you didn't battle for, like, a couple, 2 years. What happened in the time period of that break? And what clicked for you that you kind of started to figure out your groove in the culture more now as a performer?
Well, my last battle before I had took a break was Ema X. And if anybody remembers that battle, my ex-husband had died on his bike. You know, I was in a motorcycle club, you know, I ride bikes and shit, and he had passed away on his bike. So that right there just made me stop. Mentally, I wasn't there. I was somewhere else, you feel what I'm saying? Then I got the phone call like around like 2018.
That's when you started getting active.
Charisma.
Yeah.
Gates of the Garden called me. They start in a league. They want female in a league. And I think I was there now. And I'm like, all right, I can get back into it to see what I can do. You know, this is a starting up league. Maybe I can just like, you know, get my startup back up.
Yeah, you battle Charisma, then you battle LB the following year. Then
Charisma, and then I went to Battle Academy and battled Zan.
Yeah.
And then it was 2019 and did all the jump-ins, and then 2020.
Here we are. I love it, man. So from the Nemesis battle to the Gaddis battle to the Lex Banco battle to I can't wait to this Prestavia one drops on YouTube so that everybody that might have not copped the pay-per-view over the weekend can see it, because we've been campaigning for a while. I think you're definitely somebody that needs a look on one of these main leagues on URL, a caffeine look. I've seen a lot of people, and I'm not gonna name any names to avoid controversy, but if they fail those opportunities, I'm sure you would not get home if you got the opportunity.
Oh, of course. And even if I didn't get the opportunity, I wouldn't mind, because I'm still going to be doing my thing. Y'all still, I'm still going to be talked about. I'm still one of them top females. And that's what we're going to do.
Talk your shit. All
right, CeCe. I got a boogie board caution. I'm going to catch this on later today. I'm looking forward to it.
Have a good day at work. Bye. Hey, boo.
Friend, what's good?
Good, good, good. Now, you know I love you because you always show love and support to everybody. And shout out to Prestavia one more time. But let us know how you feel about your part in the battle, because a lot of people were picking you to win this battle too.
Right. This was a style clash. This was like, this wasn't even to see who was the better pin. You feel me? This battle. Okay. Because we rap two totally different ways. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Was this battle right here will remind y'all of Rock and Daylight.
Ooh. Because, you know, she's
so many words. She compacts so many words into a bar. You feel what I'm saying? When me, I'm just straightforward and doing my four bar setup. You feel what I'm saying? So right. It's two totally different styles of rap. And it became a classic. We was like hitting heavy. It was like my heavy hit and haymakers versus her words that her breaking down, her words, her compact words, everything that she was just saying. You feel what I'm saying? It really reminded me of like a Daylight and Tay Rock.
Right. And the fact that she's a Christian rapper, but you are just gutter chick that, like you say, you direct, you go straight for the kill. And I was just kind of, I can't wait to see how these two styles is clash. And I told everybody, leading up to the battle, like, these two, if they put on the fireworks that I know they can, both of these names and both of their stocks are going to go up.
This is the thing about it. Shout out the Gates. I'm always going to be a gatekeeper. But if that battle would have been like on Queen of the Ring or something, it probably would shoot up more. You feel what I'm saying? So now that we're both on this and she's doing a sparring session and I'm about to be doing this ring battle,
okay,
it's about to shoot up even more, because now that's going to make people go watch our battle when it drop, because now we're doing this May 8th battle. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just about to make it even better.
And speaking of May 8th, because like Fran said before he left, I know the other ladies on the women panel, we told Debo to his face, you better put Lady Caution on one of these goddamn cards this year. We have been campaigning for you. So how did it feel when you finally got that call to come on over?
CC, you know I'm a bitch that keep it real. You know I'm keeping it real. I cursed Debo the fuck out, because you should have been called me before then. Why would you call me? Because the person that I told you was going to back out from the rip, because she always does, and you still gave her the opportunity. And guess who y'all had to call to come save the motherfucking day? The person y'all should have called in the first place. Oh, I cursed Debo the fuck out on that phone. Y'all tripping. You got me chopped. Because you should have been called. How y'all called the two bitches in Philly to come be in the ring and they ain't making no fucking noise? And don't call me. Before I took that battle, I dug in his ass. No homo. I cursed his ass the fuck out. But thanks for putting me in there, though.
What did he say when you told him?
Caution, we always going through this. I was going to put you on it, because, you know, they got a card like June 12th, June 19th, some shit like that. They want to be on that card instead. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm just like, no, I'm not trying to hear that. That's bullshit. To me, it's bullshit. Period. It's bullshit. I called him on his bullshit.
Right. Okay. Well, I would say this, that the chat is going up. They saying talk your shit, Caution, and stand up for yourself, because unfortunately, you have to be like this. And I know women sometimes, and not even just battle rap, but in the music industry and in corporate America, when we stand firm on our stance and when we demand respect and when we tell people about themselves, it makes us look like all the angry Black woman and all, she got a bad attitude, she's ungrateful, she's not humble, you know what I'm saying? So have you ever come across
all the time
those type of issues in battle rap?
All the time. all the time. Caution is the angry person. Lady Caution is the girl that always want to fight. She always angry. She's always like, why you got to act so much like a nigga? Why you got to resolve? Don't play with me in my face. I don't like when people play with me in my face. And I know that you're playing. So I'm going to call you on it. It's not me being angry. It's just me letting you know that that's some bullshit. It's all cap. And I'm going to let you know. So yeah, right. I've been going through that. I've been going through that for so long. Why you think I ain't never been like in the ring or shit like that? You feel what I'm saying? Like, we're going through that for a minute. And even though I fucks with Queen of the Ring heavy, no talking down on them. You feel what I'm saying? It's just that, like, damn, what the fuck? Been working with y'all since 2012. It's 2021. What the fuck? That's all I'm saying. It's always still love. But don't tell me that it's called love and y'all call two other Philly bitches to go be on a card and then call me when one backs out. You feel what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Well, I know I'm happy to see you on the card. It's the Evolution card, y'all. It's going down May 8th. And again, you got, it's 13 days. Well, 11 days now.
11 days. I started writing already. If you're looking at me like that, like, what you doing? I started already because... okay, if I don't know, well, you probably don't know, you know, I got bullpen May 15th and that's a three rounder, so I'm
girl, you're trying to go for the Wody. You want some Geechee Gotti ish now.
I'm going back to back, like I'm yes. with it. Yeah,
okay, but let's talk about your battle though coming up on Queen of the Ring. Now Fly King, now I forgot about him. It's been a minute since I've seen him really battle.
Right.
And I had to go back and check some of his battles. And again, he's an example of no matter what your sexual preference is, if you're talented, you're talented. And he's
talented.
Yeah, he's definitely talented. Like I watched his battle versus E-Heart. And again, you know, he might go into a battle with people like snickering and be like, oh, look at this guy. But by the end of the battle, he got everybody in that goddamn room cheering for him.
That's going to be a little test for me.
I was going to ask you, so are you going to be ready for somebody like that?
Very flamboyant. He doesn't. Very flamboyant. He's not. He's don't remind me of J2. How about that one? He's not J2.
I mean, J2 is flamboyant, and he's kind of
a whole nigga for real. Like,
but yeah,
that's gay. Like. So it's different. This is going to be a challenge for me. I have started writing, but I'm still like, but just know that I'm going to stay true to myself. Y'all going to see Lady Caution. It's just that I'm going to have to throw a little bit more in there because yeah, he does a little bit extra. So I feel like I got to be a little bit extra. And plus we ain't Queen of the Ring and that's what they like. They like extra. They like shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? So I got to give them what they like.
Right. Because, you know, it's levels to the flamboyantness. And I just think
he's at that level. He's like, yes, pose.
Okay. You know, his spin and T-Rex spin are a little different. But, you know, I said what I said. And he cuts her with it. And he'll look at the camera like, yeah, I said that.
No, for real.
So you got that going down. But like you said, you've been holding down Gangsta the Garden and you're now getting your shot to come back on Queen of the Ring. So I've been thinking, because again, this was a question we on the women panel had for you, Lady Caution, because for you to even make the top 10 and you didn't have that one URL, Queen of the Ring or caffeine look, said a lot about your work ethic and what you've been putting in.
Right.
But now that you're finally getting a little bit of recognition and you kind of told Debo he better wake the hell up moving forward, what is your objective? What is your one goal you're trying to accomplish this year?
Honestly, to have more dudes on my resume than females. That's my goal for 2021. And to hit that number one spot on Wody.
That's why I said you want some Geechee stuff. I'm a battle this week, and I got another battle a week from now.
You see how like last year, like you just said, I didn't get on caffeine URL or Queen of the Ring, right? And now I'm about to make this list again because I'm telling you, I'm speaking into existence. I'm making this list again, and I'm gonna be the only female that has more dudes on their roster than females being on this list. I'm trying to hit the dude list too. I'm trying to be like Vixen. You see how she was on the list for niggas and on the list for, yeah, I'm trying to do that.
That's right. Cause you know, shout out to Official, cause I know she didn't do good this past Saturday, but a lot of people give Official credit and respect because, you know, she be out here battling dudes too. So are the women now feeling like, okay, I have to battle dudes to get more of recognition? Can't just be off, you know,
I always wanted to do it. I think, yeah, girls get more recognition for battling a dude because it's a nigga and they already think that we not up there with them. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They already feel like we not up there with them. So yeah, you'll get more recognition, but these females need to battle females and get better battling females because they look good battling a dude. But when y'all get in front of y'all peer, y'all regular peer, it ain't translating right. It ain't looking how it just look when you battle that male battler. You feel what I'm saying? So females need to focus on their females right now. Only certain females can battle dudes, and Official is definitely one of them.
Okay. Well, the chat wants me to ask you, and I'm going to ask you now. You got a battle too coming up with Drew B in June.
Yeah. And then after what just happened on Sunday at the battles, yeah, I'm going to have to talk to the owner. And yeah, talk about that because I don't know.
What's wrong, mama?
Well, you know, Drew B just had a battle with Monty, and Monty is cave. I don't know if you've seen the tweet out, but Drew B walked off the stage because he kept saying Rock name and Rock, you know, just, you know, do what he normally do if he was on the big stage. And if it was chess battling, he gonna be like, man, fuck that nigga. Talk to that nigga. Man, y'all niggas can suck my dick. Drew B, he walked off stage. It's the thing that it wasn't even more Drew B. It was his mans in them. I'm from Philly. I'm a real hood street bitch. And if anybody was watching that pay-per-view, I ain't like how that nigga was talking. So I'm the one that walked over there towards them niggas. I don't like how they was looking at my nigga. I don't like how a nigga looked like he was about to pull out. I don't like none of that shit. So yeah, I'm going to have to talk to them about that. Because yeah,
right,
it's a little bit too much that happened the other night.
Right. I mean, it seems like you get that a lot though, caution, when you battling people. Everybody want to have a Tay Rock bar or people just want to bring up Tay Rock all the time.
See, it wasn't me this time. It was our young boy Monty battling whoever he was battling with UB. I mean, Prestavia definitely did bring up his name and he definitely did say something, but she didn't get off a stage and walk off. You know what I'm saying? She kept battling. She didn't even pay attention to what Rock was saying. She didn't give a fuck. That's why I liked it. You feel what I'm saying? Unlike that nigga, he got so frustrated. He literally walked off stage, got in his car and left. My God, you're from Florida. You came all the way to Atlanta for a battle. Walk off stage like that?
Well, do you feel like there's a way that y'all two can still battle without it being any friction?
Well, I'm gonna make a few phone. I'm gonna talk. The owner had hit me up. I just didn't, you know, I drove back from Atlanta, so I slept all day yesterday. So I'm gonna talk to her today. You feel what I'm saying? We gonna come to some conclusion. If we don't, I'll just be sending her deposit back. It ain't about nothing.
Okay. Right. Well, shoot. I'm trying to see you get all the bags you can get and all the looks you can get.
But I got, I do got Prez Mafia this year, and I'm really working on that. That's going to be a good one for me this year.
When?
We're going to do that more than likely the end of the summer. August, Gate to the Garden. It's already locked in. We just don't have a date locked in, but we're locked in.
Okay. And you said that's on what league?
That's going to be on Gates. You know, we gatekeepers. Yeah, we're going to do that on Gates.
Yeah, you definitely. That's why I said on the panel, I said, they better be treating my girl right, and they better be paying her because she is holding it down for that league.
Oh, okay. And if you didn't know, Lady Caution won the LB the Boss Award. I won a Gatekeeper of the Year 2020. They made the announcement on Sunday night. So, you know, this is the first, they made it the LB the Boss Award because, you know, rest in peace, LB. Plus, I was the last person that battled him before he passed away. So they gave me the award. That brought tears to my eyes. I actually cried when I went to the car. I couldn't cry in there in front of all of them, but that's so lit. And I was so honored to get that award. So, yeah, shout out to them.
Girl, you put in so much work for that league alone, like honestly, especially not even just for the ladies, but just overall, like you always show up. And like I said, ever since like your Young Gaddis battle, I think more people have been paying attention to you. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, that was a good battle for her to kind of brush some dust off her shoulders and off her pen and make sure
that she did. Did you see what she did when she got the RX? You feel me? Like,
But that worked in your favor too, though. Like, we saw that you, like, because Young Gaddis is a legend for the ladies, and you showed up for one. So it shouldn't be no question moving forward as far as if you're going to show up or not.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's how I am.
I need everybody that's watching on here, the next time they have a tournament, tell them to put Lady Caution in the Ultimate Madness tournament, please.
Because you definitely could have took official spot.
I'm battling back to back now. They should have put me in that motherfucker. Like, I would have been ready. I need to be in one of them tournaments. Like, fuck being on caffeine. I want to be in that fucking tournament. Fuck me. I be in one of them tournaments.
True. You and Tay Rock getting all the red bottoms, okay?
That's funny as shit, yo. You know that nigga love red bottoms every time.
Y'all both.
Because I've never had a pair of red bottoms until I got with that man. And even when we went inside the store so he could buy me some, I'm like, I don't want them. He's like, what you mean you don't want them? I'm like, listen, I don't even own my own house and my own car. I'm not buying nothing. Like, we are renting. What are you fucking? We're not owning. We fucking renting.
We got rent coming up, sir.
Like, no, but still bought them for me, and I appreciate it. But I don't. He's into the designer stuff. Like, that's him. That's all the way. So, you know, his birthday tomorrow. So I'm gonna take him to the mall today.
For sure. That's what's up. That's what's up. Y'all always like the battle rap J and B. Oh God, I love y'all two together. Mm. And I'm gonna jump to this question since we on Tay Rock, just real quick. Okay. Because again, I know you get tired of everybody always mentioning your man when this is about you. But I wanted to ask you, because you know, Jay and Beyonce, they so such a power couple because they learn from each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They help each other out. What is one thing that you have learned from Tay Rock when it comes to just battle rap as a business?
Everything is not to be said.
Okay.
I have a problem with if I'm thinking it, if I feel it, I need to say it, I'm saying it, I don't bite my tongue. And he kind of like taught me like everything's not meant to be said. You feel what I'm saying? So that's a big lesson too. So because y'all want to be always in drama, always in something. You feel what I'm saying? In battle. Right. Down these leagues and stuff gonna look at you. They ain't gonna want to book you. They ain't gonna want to do certain stuff. You feel what I'm saying? So that was a very good lesson that he taught me. Everything is definitely not meant to be said. So,
yeah. Right. And you know, with just battle rap in particular right now, everybody's talking about ghostwriting, especially with the ladies. And, you know, I don't want to say that I believe everything that QP is saying, but it's definitely disheartening as a fan to see that this is what is becoming a female battle rap, is that we have to question now whether this woman wrote this shit or not. Like, how do you feel right now about the ghostwriting allegations in female battle rap, or just battle rap in particular? Because the guys do it too.
I'm so pro female battle rap. I always talk good about battle rap. You know, I love my ladies, even though they don't fuck with me. But he ain't lying about half of them, because I know. I ain't even gonna hold you. He's actually a friend of mine. Even though me and him ain't that close, but he's actually a friend of mine. You feel what I'm saying? I've been sat there and seen him write stuff for other bitches. So, I mean, I'm just ain't gonna speak on it because it ain't my business. I think that's some fuck shit that he's speaking on it. But you know, I told him myself, me and him had our own little words. You feel what I'm saying? But that
they saying
names. They want to chat. Y'all know Caution don't do that. Caution will only do that if I'm rapping against that opponent. If me and that person ain't battling, y'all not gonna hear it. But trust me, if I ever battle that person, y'all gonna hear it. Y'all gonna see it. I'm gonna have a proof, and it's just gonna be talk. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
oh my God.
But he not lying about half of them though. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, it's just fucked up that they entrusted in him. And he put it out there. And I think that they're dumb as hell because he's been doing this for about 10 years now. So I don't understand why you better at females continue to even call this man and ask for advice, or even let him slide into your DM and be like, yo, I see you got a battle coming up. Let me tell you, you should do this and say that and say that.
That's what I don't understand either, because like this ain't the first time he's done this and went on a whole smear campaign trying to build his own name and keep his name in the conversation with anybody. Why would you trust that?
Right, right. That's a fact.
Like, even for a short-term gain. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like ghost riding is definitely disheartening to see that involved in the sport. But again, like a lot of the ladies on the panel for Woman of the Year said, we want to see the ladies get more plates and just get more opportunities. And I think that's what's kind of bad right now for the females, because just look at caffeine. Like, we haven't really seen the ladies really battle.
Listen, it's bad. Like, let me tell you why. Because last year when y'all did the panel, y'all couldn't even name a lot of ladies because ain't nobody doing nothing. But now that y'all put it out there, if females need to battle more and doing something, they not showing up. They need the time to write. That's why they've been taking these battles months apart, because they need the time. You feel what I'm saying? Because all they're going to do is make excuses like, I'm a mom, I got a job, I'm in school, I'm doing this. But guess what? I'm all of that too. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of people, that females that was on this panel that are mothers of multiple kids, had jobs, going to school, and still showed up. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
because, you know, you don't want to just say, especially for somebody like you, you know, yeah, well, yeah, she's been on Gates of the Garden, but that's not URL. You know the whole saying, oh, if it ain't all URL, it don't count. You know, but it's not even just URL. Like, KOTD, they've only had RX and Gaddis.
Right.
You know, RBE, I don't think they've had any females yet.
No, RBE had, but that's where Farrah and Clips battled at. Shayna.
But I was talking about, like, for this year, like, just focusing on 2021. Year, no. They haven't had a female or a female battle on their league yet. Yeah. You know, Ultimate Madness, I mean, not Ultimate Madness, but URL had Kings versus Queens, but we can't just keep on seeing all the ladies the only show up, females, Kings right. versus Queens.
Right.
And we can't just keep on seeing Official. We can't just keep on seeing 40. Because at some point, we got to do what we're doing for the guys with this whole new era. Got to start doing it for the ladies, too. And Queen of the Ring, like, shout out to them. Yeah, they got something coming up next month, but it's May. Like, we need more for the ladies.
It's not airing on caffeine. Y'all want to give these new era niggas the same look? Give the females the same exact look and let it stream on caffeine, too. I mean, why not?
Yeah, and you know, that ain't none of my business, and I'm not
part of the
Queen of the Ring staff. So that was my thing when I saw Debo post the flyer for it. I'm like, this ain't gonna be on caffeine. Like, Watch the Throne was on caffeine.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm gonna still support it because, you know, I always give it up for the ladies, but.
But I guess since it's not a card, it's not a Watch the Throne card. It's not a panic room cards, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it gotta be one of them cards, you feel what I'm saying? And the June card is supposed to be like that. The June card that they're supposed to be having, the 12th or the 19th, is panic room. So,
man, I really do hope they can bring a card back on caffeine for you ladies. But before we get into your lipstick brand and company that I'm excited for, I gotta ask one more juicy question. I gotta ask you. You know, you and Yoshi have been going back and forth. Okay, I've heard some things in Clubhouse, and, you know, I've seen some things between you two ladies. How are things between you and Yoshi right now?
You really want me to, like, answer that?
Yes.
With all due respect, Yoshi can eat a dick.
So y'all gonna have to battle. I'm gonna need y'all to battle if it's
either day. I would love to battle Yoshi, but if it even gets that far, see, Yoshi keeps playing. I was team Yoshi. I was all for Yoshi.
You feel that's me? What I thought until that all whole clubhouse situation happened. I was like,
whole situation happened, and she tried to down talk me and play me like I don't be. I didn't argue with my nigga over you, okay, bitch. You do that Clubhouse thing, and I snapped on her. And I felt bad that I snapped on her, even though she started with me. And I went on Clubhouse the next morning, and I apologized.
You did.
Then, 2 days later, or no, a day later, she goes on caffeine and start crying. So I'm wondering, like, oh, girlfriend, like, I'll call you. I'll talk to you if you need me, like, anything. And the people telling her what I'm saying, and she's like, fuck her. She told me I'm nothing and I'll never be nothing and I'm nothing because she got T-Rock and I don't got nobody. And I'm like, when the fuck did I say all of that? Bitch, why are you saying this to people on caffeine? Why are you saying this?
And do you think she's just trying to get a battle?
Because we didn't already talked about battling. So I don't know why you doing this. And then she goes on and be like, oh, if I was T-Rock's girlfriend, I'd have more than 12.5K followers. So that's when Rock came at her. Then Rock start coming. Now this is when Rock gets involved. She texts my phone and says, I apologize, girlfriend. I didn't mean it. I made an April Fool's joke go too far. If you want to beat me up, I understand. But you know, I love you as a, and I'm saying that as a woman. And then she turns around and said, tags me and say, oh yeah, caution. What'd she say? She said, oh, Rock liked me when I looked like a tranny too. She was like, I'd be mad if I was stuck under a rock. I said, oh, I'm gonna beat this bitch the fuck up when I see her. That's all I can say. That's all I said.
Girl, I already knew. As soon as you, I was like, yeah, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. There's nothing I can do or say.
That's all I could say because, bitch, you just call my phone apologizing for doing the shit that you did on Twitter. And then you just turn around and you do that all over again. I said, oh, no, when I see this bitch, I'm not even going to go online and tell her I'm going to beat her the fuck up. I'm going to just see her and be like, hi, Yoshi. Boop, bop, boop, boop, boop.
No. Caution. Remember, Tay-Rock, please. Tell her that's not the way to go. No, I don't want y'all two to fight each other. Okay?
Listen, I never want to lie.
You got y'all two should definitely get into a ring and say what y'all got to say to each other and verbally fight that shit out.
Listen, that's true. That is so true. But she got one more time to come out of nowhere and tag me on some shit on Twitter. And can't nobody stop me from doing nothing. Like nothing, because this girl does this all over line and then be going to events like she's safe and cool. Like nobody gonna touch you. I don't understand why she didn't get enough from Jade. Maybe Jade didn't do the fucking job right. Maybe it wasn't enough.
You know, I just hate to see the ladies, you know, but like I said, this always happens sometimes with ladies. Things get to a point where it's like, okay, like I can't just walk away from it. I need my fair one. I need a fade.
But especially when I ain't saying nothing. I could see if I'm trolling with you and going back and forth with you on there, but I ain't saying shit to you. And you just want to keep, after my nigga cursed you out and said, stop saying his name and doing all that. And you apologize. I should have just left it alone at that.
I agree with you on that one. But I would definitely would love to see y'all two just settle it in the ring and maybe hopefully Yoshi. But that's the thing. If y'all do get set up to battle, you know she's going to promo this shit, you know, leading up to the battle. So I don't know if this is going to work.
I'm a good sport. You can promo that during the battle. But we ain't battling. This wasn't promo. You just wanted the attention. That's what you wanted. And I ain't the type of person that's going to give you the attention over line. I'm going to give you all the attention and energy in person. I'm not doing that shit online.
Okay.
I did that shit with Hustle and I looked at a fucking fool. Okay.
I understood why you did what you did though with that, you know. Because again, you know, when you are with this, when you're in a relationship with somebody, there's certain things that you could be like, look, you know, as a woman, I know my man does not need me to fight his battles. But when it comes to a woman saying certain things, then it's like, okay, now I'm gonna jump up because right. My man can't slap you. But
see, that was the thing though, because so many people on the crazy because it was so much stuff on the outside. People don't even know. Our arguments, what me and Hustle was going through, wasn't even over Rock. Well, for me, it was me and Zan. You know, me and Zan don't fuck with each other. We were going at it. She hopped in our beef, but she wanted to hop in it because the whole time she was fucking with Rock and I didn't even know. So she knew that she was mad at me over this nigga, but I didn't know she was mad at me over this nigga. So that's how everything the fuck came out. So like I'm fighting over a nigga with no bitch. I ain't fighting over no nigga because I know this nigga ain't gonna fuck with you no more. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it was so, yeah. So I'm not arguing with no more bitches online because I looked so stupid.
Dang.
Like, my son can actually type in Lady Caution and see all of that stuff. You feel what I'm saying? I got a teenager. Like, most people don't care about that. I care about that. Like, looking at myself, even when I just was snapping on Rock Live on other people when I didn't go to his battle with Kings and Queens because, you know, they didn't have no plus ones. You feel what I'm saying? So I stayed mm-hmm. home, me cursing somebody. I look a mess. I was not doing that shit no more. Like, that shit, man. I give you the
energy. You know, that's growth. That's growth. But, you know, it's past noon, so I definitely want to make sure we plug and talk about your lipstick brand. The ladies are here for it. So yes, definitely give us some more details because we're trying to spend our coins. I got my lipstick. I got my MAC right here. But I need some of that Lady Caution lipstick. All right,
so the lipstick line is called Hey Girlfriend. It will be dropping the end of May. I will be having a nice little soft opening. I will be inviting certain people. My top colors will be red, pink, orange, green, and nude.
I love a good red.
Yes. I'm doing a collab color with 40. Yes, 40's gonna have her own color, so she will have her own section.
Ooh.
Her color will be a brown, like the chocolate, like her cheetah print on her Roku with gold flakes in it. So yeah, that will be
with gold flakes. That sounds like some high end luxury shit. You got gold flakes in your lipstick.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
And then I have lip glosses for the little girls, and theirs will have like little gold, like little flakes in it. They'll have like hearts and stars and stuff like that. They'll be purple, pink, blue. But then I also will have a lip gloss for the women. Now for the women, y'all guys will have the plump serum in them, and I will have the gold flakes in that as well.
Okay. You know what? You should keep that trend going, like having like a female battle rapper of your choice, have like kind of like Rihanna does. She be having like industry girls do her like stuff.
Yes, I'm getting a color with Dew. Me and Dew is going to collab and do a color. I want to collab and do a color with you. I'm also going to collab and do a color with Farrah because Farrah is like very big, do the makeup. Everybody loves Farrah. You feel what I'm saying? So
she always
going to be limited edition. So yeah, it's going to be limited editions for y'all stuff. And then I'm going to go to the next four people that I want to choose and collab colors with them.
Has anybody picked purple?
No.
That's my color.
Okay. I'll make sure I write that down.
I want a CC purple.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, the red is going to be Draculette red. The pink is going to be punk rock, but the pink is going to taste like vanilla. The red is going to be mango.
Ooh.
The blue is going to taste like peach. The green, you know, I'm going to do regular apple for the green. And for the orange, I was going to do probably like a lemon or something, or like a vanilla or something like that.
Okay.
My trademark just came, is officially mine. The logo, the name, I'm waiting for my LLC to come all the way in, but everything's
when are you trying to aim to have, you know, sales and everything, like end of the year? Yeah. Sometime in 2021?
Yeah, end of the year. For sure, end of the year. I'm especially with me doing these collab colors and having, I'm gonna be traveling everywhere. You know, we already do a lot of traveling, so this is actually pretty good for me because I'm gonna be everywhere I travel at. I'm gonna set up and do pop-up shops everywhere I go.
Girl, on some real shit. That's exactly how you should do it. And especially Queen of the Ring, I mean, hello. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they're going to be able to pack a little bit more people in their events because it's Atlanta and it's the South and it's open compared to like Caffeine or whatever. So yes, that's definitely a good idea. And Gates in the Garden.
I'm setting up a table every time. And even when I'm not at an event, I will be going to events and setting up. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to do all of that. My goal is to have a store open by 2022.
Ooh, yo. I'm all working.
Everything handmade. My stuff just came in. Everything's handmade. And yeah, I can't wait.
I'm all here for it. And I will definitely make sure I will get behind that lipstick. I'm going to buy every single one, not just mine. I'm going to make with you. But I'm going to buy every single one. And I want all the ladies and the fellas too. You know, all y'all got some girls.
Yeah, but with the fellas, I'm going to treat the fellas right, too. And I'm coming out with a sativa lip scrub. Everybody needs soft lips. Our females like our niggas with nice lips because we know y'all smoke weed. We want to get all the dark spots out. So I will be having a lip scrub.
Sometimes y'all lips be chapped, and it's like, we love you. But you can't be walking around here and giving me smooches on with them chapped lips. I'm going to need you to put a little ointment or something on them lips.
Love on it. So I'm going to have a little sativa lip scrub for the fellas. It's going to be for everybody, but you know, this is something that the fellas could buy and use on their lips. So
yeah. Shout out to Lion Legacy because he said he's going to buy some for his sister. So like I say, man, you got women in your lives that love lipstick. Okay. So I'm going to need everybody to make sure y'all stay in tune with Lady Caution on the lipstick. And of course, you got Queen of the Ring coming up at May 8th. That is the Evolution card versus Fly King. Anything else you want to plug?
I got May 15th, Bullpen. Lady Caution versus Miss Miami.
Oh!
Yes.
Whoa!
Freedom things.
Whoa! Look, Freedom I'm gonna have things. To tap in with the ladies of the panel and be like, look, we gotta keep our eyes on Lady Caution this year because she coming for the number one spot.
No, I'm coming.
Everybody in the chat going like, whoa!
I know, I'm looking at it right now.
Yes.
Wear stamp!
Versus wear stamp, May 15th. Lady Caution versus Boy George, May 8th. And we fucking lit. we fucking lit.
Yo, tell everybody where they can find you, where they can tap in with you, and all that good stuff. Yo,
gang shit, Lady Caution. Don't forget to add that 215, and that's on everything. Cave shit, y'all right now.
Well, Lady Caution, I definitely thank you for coming on the show. And I definitely need to see you after your next battle. And definitely open door policy. If you ever just want to come through and just be like, yo, I need to come and talk about Shay. Just come and talk your shit, boo-boo.
I got you.
And make sure you let us know about the lipstick, too.
I definitely will. Hey, girlfriend, I will be letting y'all know the exact day that I am dropping it. It will be the end of May. So I'll be letting y'all know the exact day. And I will be dropping a commercial. But then I'm dropping a commercial with the first four girls that I'm working with the collab colors. So, yes.
Very soon. Okay, lady. So we are excited for that. I'm excited for your next battle. And I can't wait for you and Prestavia to pop through as well. So that is it with Let's Talk Battle Rap. I will be back tomorrow with the solo show. We're going to talk everything battle rap, but until then, make sure y'all tap in with us on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Let's Talk Battle Rap, LTBR Podcast, and I guess to get going, but thank you again, Lady Caution, for pulling up.
Me. You have a wonderful day, girlfriend, and check.
You too. Thank you.
I already know. I'm probably about to go live on caffeine. Come on over.
Yes, we're going to pull through, and definitely y'all make sure to pull up tomorrow. Until then, have a good day, y'all. Bye.